the rest of the story. The creation of a super race. So far, the stuff of science fiction? Oh, no. Oh, no. There is right now a super race among us, comprised of 11 people. Originally, there were 12, but one died in infancy. They were to be the first of a master multitude. And who knows what might have happened had a war not gotten the way. The impossible dreamers behind all of this were a group called the Pioneer Fund, organized in early 1937 by segregationist Wycliffe Preston Draper. Alarmed by rising immigration and a declining birth rate among those from the so-called desirable stock, the fund's founders and associates, mostly wealthy Northeastern conservatives, intrigued by eugenics, set out to encourage superior individuals to procreate. They would start with military aviators. It was a logical choice since only the highest caliber recruits were accepted in the United States Army Air Corps, but the Pioneer Fund concluded that those overachiever pilots and their spouses typically limited themselves to three or fewer children because of financial concerns. So, the plan became obvious. First, advertise. Distribute literature offering scholarships to the future offspring of high-level personnel at Army air bases. Next, offer applicants $500 a year for 8 years, beginning on the child's 12th birthday. The $4,000 total back then would equal almost $50,000 today. To qualify, a family must already have at least three children. And race? Well, the Air Corps was already intentionally exclusively white, so that would remain true until 1941. Anyway, the plan was approved by the fund's board of directors late in 1938. Implemented the following May. They enlisted the aid of a young researcher named John C. Flanagan to supervise the experiment. He later became one of the nation's most famous behavioral psychologists. The results? Well, as you have already learned, only a dozen super children that we know of came of the Pioneer Fund's efforts, and while none of them became criminals, none emerged as particularly extraordinary. One became an electrician, another an Air Force mechanic. Two of them, twins, became air conditioner repairmen. Another set of twins, girls, became a teacher and a nurse, and so on. All of the subjects well-adjusted, reasonably successful in their fields. No telling how many super people might thus have been produced, but you see, the military aviators on whom the Pioneer Fund depended were soon turning their attention to another little bunch of racists called the Nazis, and so, lacking appropriate subjects, the project stalled out, never, ever to resume. Had Hitler only known what he'd messed up, or more remarkable still, the man behind it all. Oh no, not Wycliffe Preston Draper. I mean the man without whom the fund's Superman incentive program could never have been put into action. For soliciting applicants at United States Air Bases required the official participation of Harry H. Woodring, who was then Secretary of War. And his involvement required the support of... Well, that's right. The man history often characterizes as Mr. Humanitarian, the champion of the common man, was co-sponsor of the American Project Superman, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. On a campaign trail, those fellas look so cool, it's just when you think you know the guy that somebody reveals the rest of the story.